I'll tell you a funny story, and it's free. You don't have to pay for this. A year ago, I had decided that I was going to spend a weekend in the mountains. I know. It is funny. I was just, I decided I need to get away a little bit. I hadn't been on vacation for quite some time. But I was talking on the air about the dependency on cell phones and modern conveniences. I mean, I still want a toilet and a sink, you know, running water. But I don't want to camp at all. I hate camping. I can't camp. It's against my religion. My religion says enjoy all the modern conveniences you can while you can. But I felt like I wanted to get away. I didn't want to deal with phone calls or people or anything like that. I don't even want to know what Facebook is, Instagram, Instant Oatmeal, whatever. So I booked a cabin for myself and my female appendage. And we booked a place in New Hampshire in the mountains, near the White Mountains. They didn't look real white to me. They just looked like freaking mountains, but nonetheless, that's what they call them. And Mount Washington was there, which is the tallest mountain, I don't think in the world, I just think within my general vicinity. Very, very tall, though. Apparently, it snows up there in August. It's very, very high up. I guess when you're at the top of Mount Washington, you can touch the moon. Not that I ever wanted to, but it's available. Very high mountain. So rented a cabin there for the weekend. And I said to my female appendage, I said, we're not going to use any cell phones at all. We won't watch TV. We'll get a few chairs, put it on the porch of this cabin, and sit there and commune with nature. We'll watch the birds fly around, which is fascinating. And we'll watch the mountain just sit there. You can see the mountain from the cabin. And what I learned was mountains don't really do anything. They indeed just sit there. They don't do much. Maybe a cloud will pass by. That's about all. So we get to the mountains, and it's very, very exciting. And the first thing on my mind is this will be an entire weekend of nonstop sex. For two reasons. One, because that sounds entertaining. I see that on TV a lot. People having nonstop sex. It seems like a good concept. And B, there would be nothing else to do but that. So we get to the cabin, have a nice dinner. You can cook in the cabin there. No TV. There was no TV there. And cell phones? No. No cell phone chargers, no cell phones. That was the rule. Got there. Soon as we got there, we had wild, passionate sex. Are the kids listening, by the way? It's okay. This is what happens. You see it on TV. You see it in the movies. What am I saying that's any different than what you see graphically? So I had a sex session and then sat there and we just looked at each other and we said, okay, let's have a glass of wine. Went out to the porch on this lovely cabin, sat there with the glass of wine, looked at each other, looked at the mountain, looked at each other, looked back at the mountain. Nothing changed, and we just sat there. After about, I'd say, what seemed like 5 hours, which was actually 3 minutes, we looked at each other and said, this is, I'm bored. I want to do something. So we went down to the little village, which was nearby. The village was comprised of a souvenir shop and a gas station. And that pretty much was it. There was also a store that sold books, which I believe they still call a bookstore. I think it was the only remaining bookstore in the world. So we got in the car, drove to this village, which was about 6 minutes away, and spent what seemed like 10 hours walking through the village and visiting these three village stores. In reality, it was only like 6 minutes. After completing that and buying a book, we went back to the cabin, sat on these chairs that overlooked the mountain from the porch of the cabin, and started reading a book. I usually don't read books because I do radio, so I read like the first chapter of books and then I stop reading them for two reasons. One, because I get the idea, I don't have time to read an entire book every time I interview an author, and B, most of the books suck. So after what seemed to be 10 hours of reading, which in reality was only a minute and a half, and after going back into the cabin to get more wine and realizing the box was almost empty, and that buying wine in a box from Bob's Vineyards probably wasn't the best idea. Have nothing against Bob, but Bob doesn't know how to grow grapes very well, nor how to ferment them into a viable drinking product. Went into the refrigerator in the cabin, started eating crackers and cheese. By the time what seemed like 12 hours had passed, which indeed was really only 30 seconds, I realized I won't be able to go to the bathroom for a week because I've eaten way too much cheese. More cheese than a mouse would even say, I've really had enough cheese. I'm done with the cheese thing. You can take it out of the trap. I'm not eating it. I apparently didn't get that message. I just ate everything in sight, cheese-wise. By the way, Cheese Whiz, what the hell is that? Cheese from a can that you spray out through a nozzle? Who thought of this? At what point did somebody say, I love cheese. I wish it would come out of a can in a nozzle-like fashion. That would be convenient. I don't know who did that. And why would you call it Cheese Whiz? That's disgusting. I don't think I'd really want to eat anything that had the word whiz in it. I've seen the musical play The Whiz. Didn't enjoy that too much either. Found out that that was just a different version of The Wizard of Oz, a story and a movie that I had seen probably 5,000 times. Here's the problem with watching The Wizard of Oz all the time. You know how it ends. All the time. It never changes. Had they produced The Wizard of Oz with five different endings, and you never knew which version of The Wizard of Oz with which ending you were watching, that would have been mildly exciting. Even though you knew the five different outcomes and knew you were going to see one of those. So, naming cheese after anything that has to do with whiz is rather disgusting. Now I don't know what I started talking about. Oh yes, the cabin. So, after sitting on that porch and spending much time in the cabin, which seemed like 3 days, which in reality was about 3 hours, we got in the car and went down to the rental office and tried to get our money back for the other 2 days that we were not going to be spending there. Here was the other problem. Did you ever try to go to sleep in a cabin in the woods with no stuff going on? The silence is deadly. You can hear every chirp of every cricket within 10 miles of that cabin. The silence was deafening. It's then that I realized I don't need to get away. I already had gotten away. Getting away from cabins in the woods overlooking mountains. And all those people that live in Montana, where the nearest store is 3 days away. I say to you, good luck, enjoy, because that sounds like that sucks.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
That was a hell of a story, wasn't it?
Whatever.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Ooh. Ooh.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. How are you today? Good. Don't answer, I can't hear you. Ooh, wow. I'm sitting here with a cup of tea. Which is an odd entity in itself. A cup of tea is nothing but a container of hot water with a bag of grass in it, or some kind of thing. It looks like chopped up grass. And oddly enough, it's kind of like a tampon. There's a string coming out of it that hangs over the side of the cup. To me, that's a beverage tampon. And I let the tea bag steep. I don't know what that means. It means to just let it sit there. Actually, I've been steeping all my life. I just sit there. I guess I'm a master steeper. I didn't know what steep meant until I realized I'm nothing but a tea bag. I'm a little teacup. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. You drink this tea stuff, and you pretty much realize you're drinking flavored hot water. And isn't that what life is all about? All we do is drink flavored hot water, and we consider it to be something incredible. We do that with coffee. We take coffee beans, and we dilute them into hot water, and then we drink it. Odd in itself. Sometimes we'll take water, put it in a large pot, bring it to a boil, and throw stuff in it, and then we'll eat it. It's called soup. I don't know who put this over on us, but somebody one day said, hey, let's just boil water and drink that. And somebody else said, can we flavor it with something other than a tea bag or coffee beans? Well, how about just going through the refrigerator and throwing everything into the hot boiling water, and let's see what happens. They said, okay, that's a great idea, and they started doing that. I think that goes back into history to the caveman, and of course the cavewoman, let's be fair, where all they had was pots, and they discovered fire, not on purpose to heat up food, because all of a sudden, all their buildings were like, all their caves were burning down. I didn't know a cave could burn down, but apparently they can. That's how they discovered fire. It wasn't like, ooh, this is keeping us warm. It's like, ooh, this is destroying everything around us. What they decided to do with fire was to heat water up. and they had no food. All they were doing was killing all the mammals. They were running out of mammals. So they said, we can't keep killing all the mammals and eating them. We'll have no mammals left. We haven't invented a vehicle, so we're kind of stuck in the cave, and we're eating all the mammals. What are we going to consume? And then one guy named Dennis, he said, let's collect rainwater in one of these large pots that we invented, and let's get some of this fire that's burning down all the woods and the caves and put it under the water. And they started just drinking hot water. And Dennis said, let's go to the refrigerator and throw all the leftovers in there. Well, they found some tomatoes, and they threw the tomatoes in this large, bubbling pot of hot water. And within about 3 minutes, the tomatoes kind of melted and dissolved into the hot water. And Dennis said, I'm calling this tomato soup. And all the cavemen and the cave women and the cave children and the cave pets said, soup? What is soup? And Dennis said, it's hot water with anything thrown into it. It will keep us alive until we die. Well, that's how soup began. Dennis's last name? Dennis Campbell. And that's the story of soup. And that's true. It is true. All right, it's not true. Man. Hey, guess who my guest is toward the end of the show? Well, if you read the little blurb before you clicked on this this damn program. When I say damn program, my name is Ron Van Dam. That's all I'm saying. Becomes a damn, Van Dam program really more than anything. My guest is Trista Sutter, something like that. And she was the first Bachelorette. That was a show on ABC back in 1916. There was a show called The Bachelor. And Trista Sutter was one of the girls that was vying for the Bachelor's hand and his entire body, if possible. Trista came in second. She was what we call in the business the runner-up. We don't call them second place. We call them the runner-up. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that has to do with second place. I don't know what runner-up means. She didn't run. She sat in a chair and she steeped. So I don't know what that means. And I don't care to Google it because I'm not Googling anything anymore. I've had it with Googling. I'd rather go to the library. Do they have libraries still? I don't even know. I think they do. I see buildings and on it, it says library, but I don't think there's anything inside. I think they just store things in there. I think it's storage. That's all I... It's storage of books that nobody uses anymore. That's what libraries are. Sad, but humorous at the same time, for my purposes. So Trista, a lovely, lovely lady, young lady, when ABC decided to do a spinoff of The Bachelor called The Bachelorette, ooh, who came up with that? Dennis Campbell. Trista was the Bachelorette, so all the guys were vying for her hand. And so she became quite popular and populous. Now she has a family. She's a wonderful woman. She's been on the show before. We're going to talk to her later on in the program, this is coming up on later on, to be honest with you. I've been talking for quite an extended period of time today. So that's going to happen like really soon. Anyway, I hope you're enjoying this because there will be a charge at the end of this. I know it appeared to be free at the beginning, but as I sat here, I realized I should be making more money than I am doing this. So you're being automatically charged through your credit card. Now you're saying to yourself, Ron, I didn't give you a credit card number. There's no way you can charge me. Well, I find that humorous. Do you see any like green secure HTTP thing in your address bar while you're listening to the show? No, you don't, because it's not secure. You're being charged. This is costing you $7,000. Not that it's not worth it at all, but you know, you'll never realize it until a month has passed and you get your credit card bill. And by then, I'll be somewhere at some island somewhere in a cabin, sitting there watching a mountain. So it all works out in the end, somehow, some way.
It was unbelievably painful.
It wasn't fun. I agree with you. All right, we're going to take a quick little break. I don't know what you think you're listening to, but this is it.
You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show, the podcast world's version of painful itching and swelling. You know they sell a cream for that, right? It's over the counter. Works really well. I've had to use it a lot.
Well, hello. If you don't know who I am, this is pretty much it. I do this every single weekday. Unless it's Christmas or Thanksgiving. Other than that, I'm pretty much there for you. This show is pretty much what you're listening to, and I've said pretty much too many times. This show takes a look at the life that we all experience, kind of steps back and says, wait a minute, this is odd, and that's what we do here. It's our job. It's our business. You can hear this on NewEnglandBroadcasting.com, NewEnglandTalkRadio.com, or the Podbean Network, which houses all over 1,000 episodes, if you care. Also, we're on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, the Alexa, Amazon thing, SoundCloud. There's copies of this in my pants. I mean, we're just everywhere. If you go to the bathroom and lift the lid on the toilet, you'll see a few episodes in there. Not the better ones, but there are some in there nonetheless. Jason Shaw composes and performs the music that you're listening to in our opening theme. John Shanahan does our comedy announcing, many of the comedy bits. He's incredible. Nicole Reed is the British babe that you hear at the beginning of the program. Excuse the expression, babe, but that's what they call her. Julie, also, her voice is also employed in this program, and a couple of other people behind the scenes that swore that I shouldn't mention them because it would be too embarrassing. And I play a small part in this as well, but I'm not responsible for anything. This show is very popular with shut-ins, and I think I know why. I suffer from allergies all the time, And this just came on when I got a little bit older. All of a sudden, I just start sneezing all over the place. It's not horrible. I don't have itchy eyes and all that stuff. I just, if I go outside, I'm allergic to pollen. If I go inside, I'm allergic to house dust. Can't win. That's pretty much the deal, but otherwise I'm fine. But I'm very conscious about the air inside my abode, in my cabin. And I like clean air. And I do have air purifiers in a couple of rooms in my home. I don't have any in the studio because it has to be incredibly quiet here so you can hear a pin drop. Not that anybody has dropped any pins here. Should try that sometime. I should just sit in the studio here, get a pin, and just drop it and see if it makes any noise. I don't think it will because this place is carpeted because you have to soundproof the studio. So I don't think a pin falling on the carpet's going to make any noise whatsoever. I think the only detriment to it is someday I may be barefoot in here, step on the pin, and scream like a schoolgirl. Not that schoolgirls scream in any different manner, but kind of they do. Kind of they do. All right. This is getting out of hand. Let's say hello to Trista.
Hi, Ron.
Hi, Trista. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. For those that may not know, Trista Sutter is an author, mom, and she was the original Bachelorette after the Bachelor show where she was first runner-up. Then she took over the world as the original Bachelorette. And she joins us now. We're talking about allergies that are found, allergens that are found in the home. How is there a connection to you, Trista?
Well, I have been an allergy sufferer my entire life, so I am lucky enough to be partnered with Honeywell Air Purifiers, especially lucky because I am now a mom and my 10-year-old son, Max, also suffers from allergies. So I have learned a ton through this partnership, and I wanted to come and share a lot of those tips with you today.
You know, it's interesting because most of us, when we think of allergies, we think of ragweed and pollen and don't mow the grass because you're going to probably sneeze and things. And then you go inside your house, and apparently you've got some deals inside where it can cause you just as much discomfort, which nobody ever really thinks about.
True. Well, everything from the outside comes inside if you let it. So I think limiting that, you know, one big tip that I've learned, being up in Colorado, we do not have air conditioning where I live. So we keep the windows open in the spring and summer pretty much constantly. And I have learned that the pollen is released and carried in the wind more often in the morning hours. So keeping your windows closed in the morning, just for a couple hours, 2 or 3 hours, whatever, in the mornings, I think is really beneficial in being able to limit the amount of pollen in your home. Mm-hmm. And then also using Honeywell air purifiers. We have them in every room in our house. Mm-hmm. And the HEPA filters are able to remove up to 99.97% of the allergens from the air that passes through the filter. Yeah. So that also helps to limit the amount of the outdoors that are inside your home and the amount of suffering that you experience.
A lot of people are also allergic to house dust, which can be quite extraordinary, especially when there's a stream of sunlight that's coming through the window and you see see all those hairs floating in the, you know, your pet hair. You go, my God, that's floating all over the place and I'm breathing this all the time. You don't see that, but it's there.
Oh, it's there. And that's why you have to use your air purifiers. You know, I think making sure that you have those Honeywell air purifiers in every room and use, you know what they have? They have this thing called, they have a Bluetooth app.
Yeah.
And you set your zip code and it actually gives you pollen counts for your area that are very specific to your area so that you can get a notification on your phone saying the pollen counts are going to be high and making sure that you have the air purifier on that day. Yeah. I think just being really diligent about keeping countertops wiped down and making sure that you vacuum and making sure, you know, one big thing for us is taking our shoes off at the door so that everything that you bring in from the outside gets stopped right there. Washing your hands is another really, really big one. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just, you know, being conscious of all of the things that you can see floating when you see those sun rays, and knowing that it's there even when you can't see it.
Yeah, but we all have to live too. I mean, we can't say don't ever touch another person because they could have germs, and don't touch your pet. Don't touch your pet at all. You know, so we have to live, and that's why you need the air purification, because that balances that that experience. I'll tell you a little story, Trista. I have one of those Honeywell deals in my bedroom, and it makes like it's not loud. It doesn't make any sounds at all, but it's very soothing. There's a sound of air rushing, but very very low key. And it actually helps me go to sleep even by the sound of that, which is odd.
It totally helps us, too.
Yeah.
We keep ours on at night. It's kind of like a little white noise.
Yes.
It's very soothing.
That's what it is.
Agreed.
Yeah, in some areas, it's so quiet. You're in Colorado, you said. I assume that if you're not in the downtown area, it can be pretty dead quiet. And you can actually hear the silence. It's deafening. It's oddly enough.
Right.
But some people don't realize that.
No, I am a very light sleeper now that I'm a mother, and so when it is that quiet, I think any little tiny noise, whether it's my dogs or my husband or my kids, you know, I hear everything. So, yeah, the white noise from the Honeywell air purifier is genius.
Yeah, and we all know only husbands snore, right?
Only husbands.
Only husbands. That's, that's the rule, and that's all ever.
No women.
Ever.
I don't.
Ever.
I
mean, no, ever.
Ever.
Ever. Okay. Fine. Sometimes you actually sneeze in your house and you think it's just the pollen from outside, but it can't actually be the, you know, if you do have to clean your house every once in a while, but there is.
Every once in a while.
Yes. Yeah. But dust actually, there's stuff in there that actually causes you to not be happy.
For sure. And I think, you know, one of the other tips that I've learned in this partnership is making sure that I clean my sheets on the hot cycle every week, especially my kids, because, you know, they go run around and play outside and they bring everything in. And if they don't take a shower or, you know, if they keep the same socks on, or my son is really into that lately. He keeps his socks on when he goes to bed. So I need to be really good about pulling the clothes off and getting it in the hamper and making sure they're in clean clothes and with clean bed sheets so that we can limit the amount of pollen that they have to deal with when they sleep.
Right.
'Cause I've heard also that when you're sleeping, it's actually harder for you to fight off. Your body can't fight off. I think your immune system, something about your immune system is not as able to fight off the pollen, and if you suffer from allergies, then you're going to experience it more when you're sleeping. So I think it's really important to make sure that your sleep environment is very healthy, and one of those ways to do that is making sure that your sheets are clean.
Okay. Well, I guess that's everything I need to know about keeping the air clean around me. I mean, no, that's important. Air is good stuff. You want to make it clean, you know?
That's right.
You kind of need that air stuff every once in a while.
You kind of need
air.
I would say that, Ron.
Yeah.
You kind of need air.
And one would say the cleaner, the better, too. Okay.
The cleaner,
the better. Okay.
Yes. How
do we get more information about this?
More information is on HoneywellPluggedIn.com. You can find out all of the things that we talked about today.
Great.
And even more, as well as some videos that we've put together for you. So go to HoneywellPluggedIn.com.
Perfect. Trista, stay healthy. Thanks so much for the information.
Thank you so much, Ron. Have a great day.
Take care, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Trista Sutter. All right. Look, I know you have other things to do, and I'm just keeping you from them, so I respect that. I'm going to step aside. Join me again the next weekday that comes up, and we'll talk. Well, I'll talk. You'll listen. Okay? Bye. I wish you peace.